Welcome to the mindful movement practice. We'll begin with some gentle movements and then we'll slowly move into a seated practice where we focus on the breath. So from movement to stillness. If at any time during the practice something doesn't feel right for you, please take care of yourself and just do what feels right for you. So you're welcome to ignore any of the movements that we're doing, particularly if they feel painful. And just taking this as time for you. It's about learning to meet our experience just as it is, noticing any patterns, habitual behaviours of judgment, striving that may appear, and cultivating an attitude of acceptance, gentleness, friendliness, and curiosity to what's happening in the experience, learning to use our body as an anchor into the present moment. So, first of all, if it feels okay for you, coming into a standing position. And just taking a moment to really feel the sensations of the feet connected to the floor and finding a comfortable distance of the feet, maybe hip width apart, and just noticing how it feels to stand. It might feel interesting to just roll the weight very gently from the heels to the toes. And then very gently from the toes to the heels. And just exploring what this feels like. And then maybe shifting your focus of movement to come from one side to the other rather than forwards and backwards. And just noticing how this feels in the feet, in the legs. Really allowing your awareness to settle through the lower half of your body as best you can. Tuning into the physical sensations present here. And then just quietening the movement to come to stillness again. And just noticing how your body feels standing here. Noticing the points of contact your feet are making with the floor. Noticing the position of the feet. Is the weight more on the inside or the outside? More on the toes or the heels? And just exploring what feels best for you here so that you feel balanced, so that the feet are supporting you. And just noticing how it feels to bring awareness up through the ankles, the legs, noticing the position of the knees, position of your pelvis. How your spine sits and how the head rests on top of the spine. And we're just going to take a few steps in mindful walking. So this is something that you can extend into your practice if you like mindful walking, but it's really interesting to just take a few steps and to enclose that as part of your practice. So just really sinking the body weight down, maybe have the knees soft and really let the body weight sink down into the legs. And very slowly, just starting to notice the intention arising to move. And maybe just bringing all of the weight onto one leg and very, very slowly just allowing the other leg to come up and just noticing how this feels, what's going on in the muscles, And very, very slowly allowing the foot to gently come onto the toes of the leg that's moving. And maybe lifting the foot up very, very slowly, placing it down onto the floor and noticing how the weight rolls from the heel to the toes, how the body accommodates this movement in time. And when you've completed the first step, just taking a moment to notice how you feel, and then very gently transferring the weight over to the front foot as you bring the other foot forward to take another step. I'm really tuning into the movement here, the sensations in your body, and also the intention to move. There may be thoughts of wanting to move faster or how different it feels to move in this way. So just taking your time, noticing all the muscles that support this movement. And when you feel ready, very gently coming to standing again. And we're just going to repeat this process for a few steps. Just noticing the sensation of bringing the foot up, how the weight transfers, how it feels as you gently bring the foot down, transferring the weight from one foot to another. And what happens? What are the processes in the body to accommodate this? And just exploring this movement and practice, just a few more steps. Noticing any feelings of agitation or impatience. Or maybe it feels enjoyable and fun. So just noticing what happens. Each time will be different. And just exploring this, maybe with a sense of childlike adventure. And if you want to, you can carry on and use this as your mindful movement. You can walk in this way, exploring how it feels to move in this way for the rest of the movement practice. Or if you want to work with movement in a different way, you can either stand or sit for this. If you want to sit down on a chair, that's absolutely fine. And just taking a moment to really tune in to how it feels to sit on the chair. And bringing awareness now to the first finger on your right hand. And just taking some movement here, maybe just circles or backwards and forwards. And just, if you want to, closing your eyes and just noticing how it feels just to make this movement with one finger. And seeing if you can feel all the muscles in the arm that relate to this movement, seeing if you can even feel the muscles that are facilitating the movement all the way up to the shoulder joint. And just exploring what's happening here. Maybe noticing the edges of the movement available to you and just exploring what they feel like. What is the range of movement available here? And how does it feel to meet that edge, to meet the limitation of the movement? So just noticing. And then bringing all of the fingers into the movement and noticing how this feels. and moving the fingers in any way that feels good for you, almost like playing the piano or stretching the fingers out as wide as you can, and then allowing them to come into a fist. So just exploring movement that feels right for you today, tuning into the wisdom of your body and noticing if the mind wanders off, that's okay, just gently, kindly bringing the mind back. And as best you can, just cultivating a sense of friendliness, of curiosity, anchoring into the present moment with attention and intention of what's happening in our body, noticing. And then gently resting the hand and just circling the hand at the wrist. And again, just noticing the full range of movement available to you here. What is the limit of your movement and how does it feel to meet that limit? Are there any sounds happening in the wrist? And obviously, if this doesn't feel right for you, if this feels painful, please just soften the movement so that it doesn't feel painful. Or just taking any other movement that feels right for you. Or maybe even visualizing, imagining that you're taking the movement and seeing how that feels. So always working with kindness. So changing direction of the movement of the hand if you haven't done so already. Again, just seeing how this feels, noticing all the movement through the arm, the forearm, the upper arm, maybe even into the shoulder. And then from here, just allowing the hand to rest and just exploring movement in the shoulder. So taking care of yourself, being really kind to yourself and just exploring how it feels to maybe bring the shoulder down as far as feels comfortable. Bringing the shoulder forward in a circle, as far forward as feels good. Bringing the shoulder up as high as feels comfortable and back as far as feels good. And just nice slow movement here, noticing the sensations that are available through the shoulder blade, the back, the chest. And just having your arm in any position that feels comfortable while you do this movement. You may want to bring the elbow into the movement, or you may just like to rest the arm down. So making choices that feel right for you. And just noticing how this feels. We often have a lot of tension in this part of the body. So noticing any areas of judgment or striving in your experience. And just as best you can, bringing friendliness, kindness, allowing to whatever is happening here. And then very gently changing direction. So just experiencing what this movement feels like in the opposite direction. And it may feel helpful if you're sitting to close your eyes as you do this, so you can really tune in to the physical sensations. And then just allowing the shoulder to rest and moving attention over to the other arm. And again, just starting off with the first finger, just taking some movement here and noticing, does it feel the same or different to how it felt on the first arm? Either drawing circles with the finger, moving the finger back and forth, and just tracking where that movement comes from in the arm, maybe even up to the shoulder. And then bringing all of the fingers and the thumb into the movement again, either playing piano with the fingers, stretching the fingers out, seeing how that feels, making a fist, seeing how that feels, noticing how the tension builds up in the arm to hold on to a tense position like that. How much energy it takes to hold on to tension, which we're holding on to a lot of the time. Noticing how it feels to let that go. So just choosing what movements feel right for you here. And then very gently bringing awareness up to the wrist and just moving the hand at the wrist joint in a circle, exploring the edges of your range of movement. And noticing any tendency to automate the movement, to drift off, which is completely normal. And every time that you notice that you're doing that, congratulate yourself that you've become aware of that and gently, kindly bringing awareness back to the movement. And changing direction in the wrist now, if you haven't done so already, just exploring how it feels on the other side. And again, just noticing if you can feel the muscles facilitating this movement all the way up to your shoulder even. And just tuning in, seeing what's real for you right now. And then just allowing the movement to come to stillness, noticing the after effects of the movement in the hand and the arm. It may feel tingly, it may feel fuzzy. So just noticing. And then bringing awareness of movement up to the shoulder. And again, just nice big circles here that feel comfortable. And bringing the shoulder up as high as feels good, as far back as feels good, as far down as feels comfortable for you, and as far forward. And just moving in this way, exploring the edges of the available range of movement for you. Noticing how all of the surrounding muscles feel as you do this. How everything around the shoulder joint connects to facilitate the movement. And then gently changing direction, if you haven't already, and just noticing how different it may feel. Noticing any mind wandering, noticing maybe any judgment. And as best you can, allowing whatever is happening, noticing where your mind has gone and with a sense of kindness, of gentleness, just coming back to the movement, anchoring into the body in the present moment. And then just allowing the shoulder to rest and just noticing how the arms feel. The after effects of that simple movement. And taking time now to make sure you feel steady, that you don't overstretch. And we're just going to do a very simple movement to the side. So first of all, just reaching one arm up gently, as if you were reaching for a piece of fruit. And just noticing if there's a tendency to overreach or maybe just softening the movement so that it feels comfortable. Does the shoulder have to lift, or could you relax the shoulder a little? And just noticing how it feels to maybe stretch very gently upwards. Noticing how this feels in the torso. And then maybe just reaching the arm over to the opposite side. So if your right arm is up, just reaching gently to the left. And always taking care of yourself. If this doesn't feel right for you, just imagining that you're doing the movement. If it doesn't feel comfortable to have the arm in the air, then just having the arm down and maybe gently stretching over to the side. So really taking care of yourself. Noticing how it feels to breathe in this position. How does the in-breath feel here? How does the out-breath feel? Is there an opportunity to maybe soften tension on the out-breath? Maybe moving the hand as if you were unscrewing a light bulb and just seeing how that feels through the torso, through the shoulder. And just whenever feels right for you, bringing the arm down and just noticing how that feels. Bringing the body into an upright position again. And we'll just have a little explore over onto the other side. So gently bringing the other arm up in the air, as if you're reaching for fruit, just out of reach, and just finding the way that feels right for you, noticing that you can change the position of the shoulder, you can change the position of your hand, you can soften through the elbow. So just finding the arm position that suits you. And then if it feels okay, very gently stretching over to the opposite side so that we bring the torso very gently and just being careful not to overstretch, not to overcook the movement. Noticing how it feels to breathe here. Does the rib cage more easily inflate on that side of the body as you breathe in? Can you release tension in your neck and your shoulder as you breathe out? So just exploring what's real for you here. And maybe again, just moving the hand gently as if you were unscrewing a light bulb and noticing how that feels. And then gently coming back to center, allowing the arm to come down. And again, just noticing how the body feels, the after effects of these movements. And then from here, we're just going to take some very gentle movement in the torso. So just starting to rotate the torso, maybe having the hands resting on the legs. and just drawing a little circle with the torso, pivoting from the hip joints, and just exploring what this feels like. It might feel like a pleasant stretch through the body. Noticing how the weight changes from one leg to another as you make the circle. So we're just maybe even making a tiny circle with the body, maybe making a bigger circle. So whatever feels right for you, just listening to your body. And just noticing how this feels in the back, in the feet, in the legs. And if it feels okay for you, maybe very gently bringing the body forward so that you just start to come into a very gentle forward bend in the seated position. So just taking your time to really tune in to the body and really supporting yourself, so not doing anything that doesn't feel right, using your hands to support you as you very gently just fold gently forwards as far as feels right for you. Do take care of your back, don't overstretch here. And then really grounding into the feet and the legs, using the strength of those legs and the strength of the torso to very gently come back up again into an upright position. And again, just noticing the after effects of that movement. And then very gently bringing awareness from the upper part of the body into the lower half of the body, really feeling the body next to the chair, the feet on the floor. And we're just going to do some movement through the feet now. So just starting to move your toes in one foot, seeing if you can move all of the toes independently of one another, if you can almost play piano with the toes. And just exploring how that feels. And then maybe stretching the toes out as wide as you can. Just exploring that sense of finding a limit, finding your edge. And then maybe scrunching the toes up as tight as you can and noticing how that feels in the body. So just taking movements here that feel right for you. Again, noticing all of the corresponding sensations through the leg as you do this. Noticing if your facial expression is changing in reaction to what's going on. So just having a sense of playful adventure in what's happening. And maybe just very gently letting go of that and then rotating the foot at the ankle joint. Again, taking care of yourself. If you have any injuries or problems here, please, please just go gently or just avoiding the movement completely and just imagining you're taking the movement. So always putting your care as a high priority, being super kind to yourself. So if it does feel okay for you, just exploring the range of movement available through the ankle joint. How far forward can you point your foot? How far out to the side? How far back? And how far to the inside? So just exploring this range of movement. And then changing direction, if you haven't done already. Again, just noticing corresponding sensations through the calf, the leg. Just seeing what's real for you here. And then just letting go of that movement, just letting the foot rest on the floor and just noticing how your leg feels, how your foot feels, how your body feels. And then just allowing your awareness to move from that foot to the other foot. Again, just starting to very gently move the toes. Maybe a bit of piano playing with the toes. Seeing how much sensation is available here. You should feel very familiar with your big toes by now, with the body scan. And then gently stretching the toes out, scrunching the toes up if that feels okay for you, and just exploring the contrast of this movement, how it feels in your body, just noticing what's real for you. And then very gently bringing awareness into the ankle. So just letting go of the movement of the toes and just rotating the ankle. Again, as big a circle as is available to you. Noticing whether it is a circle or whether it's more of a flower kind of shape. Just noticing what's going on here and how it feels to maybe meet a limitation of movement or a part of the body that doesn't move freely, and just noticing how that feels as best you can, just bringing a sense of allowing, of kindness, of friendliness, and just seeing if that feels different when you bring that attitude to any physical resistance. Noticing corresponding sensations through the leg, the calf, and then changing direction. Moving the foot in the opposite direction and just noticing if this feels very different. Does it feel easier this way round, or does it feel more challenging? And then just allowing the foot to rest on the floor and just noticing how your body feels, how your breath feels, after effects of these movements, and just taking time to really tune in to what's happening here. And then very gently just bringing awareness to the sense of the lower half of the body resting on the chair, adopting a dignified position to take a sitting practice now, and just noticing how it feels to be in stillness after the movement. And again, just bringing that same sense of curiosity, of kindness and allowing to the seated meditation. So if you want to, maybe just placing your hands on the lower abdominal area and really sensing into the movement of the breath. Noticing what happens as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Noticing where in the body the breath changes direction. What happens in the body? Is there a pause? is it a seamless transition from in-breath to out-breath? And maybe noticing the quality of your breath. Does it feel fast or slow? Is it deep or shallow? Is it rough or smooth? So just being present to what's here now, using the body, using the breath as an anchor, just coming home to the body and breath. And gently, maybe just allowing the hands to rest on your lap, noticing how it feels to have the intention to move, the movement itself, the after effects. And just as best you can, every time your mind wanders, just noticing where it's wandered to. Becoming aware of these habit patterns of the mind, and as best you can, having a sense of friendliness, of accepting that they've gone off to a little pattern and bringing them back again to the focus of attention on your breath, on your body, and just knowing that every time you notice your mind wandering, you're really becoming very mindful. You're strengthening your mindfulness, your awareness, and stepping out of automatic pilot. Again, no special state to achieve. We're just meeting our experience just as it is. Noticing when we drift off into autopilot, into the past or the future, different moods. So just very gently bringing awareness back to the breath, back to the body, coming home to the present. And really using this practice as a way of cultivating compassionate awareness, compassionate intention, compassionate attention. The attitude is really important that we're cultivating here. So really sensing a care for yourself. And gently coming to the end of the practice and just noticing how it feels to be sitting here in this moment, becoming aware of the body connected to the chair, noticing sensations in the hands, the feet, and maybe just very gently moving fingers and toes. It may feel nourishing to very gently stretch the body out a little and just really listening to what feels right for you. And when you feel ready, very gently opening your eyes and remembering that you can bring awareness back to the present moment anytime. It's just a breath away.